He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our TV studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome, everyone. I'm so happy that you could join us. I hope that you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, a good Black Friday, and the Cyber Monday, and whatever Tuesday. I'm glad it's over with. I think the hustle and the bustle and the emails that I got over the last week were considerable. I must have got, I would say, 1,000 emails every 3 hours. I mean, it was just incredible. I had so much email, I couldn't figure out who was emailing me from business correspondence and who was trying to sell me everything, including the kitchen sink. But in any event, I hope that you got what you want, and I hope that you returned what you didn't want. In any event, we are on show number 278. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the Gadget Professor Show, welcome. We're glad that you're on board. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I do try to answer all my emails. I got a ton of emails. I got to tell you, this week I probably had 50, 60 emails a day from Gadget Professor fans, and they were asking me, was this deal good? Is that deal good? And I got back to most people. I just got two or three more in this morning. I guess there's residual deals, so I try to look up each one, but it was tough. In any event, every Thursday evening, we come up with a new show. Usually it's Thursday evening. Sometimes I'll release a show on Friday. Sometimes it'll be Tuesday. Whatever. But we have an interesting gadget every week that we talk about. We talk about anything that I think would enhance your life. Typically it's a gadget that's somewhat involved in technology. Speaking of technology, let's take a look at camera two. We have a very interesting gadget today. This particular gadget is kind of new, and I'm not even sure it's ready yet for prime time. I don't know if you can buy it, but I think by the time this show is actually aired, it will be ready for sale. So this gadget is called the UDOQ. That's UDOQ, and we're going to take a look at that in just a minute. Before we start, you probably want to subscribe to the free newsletter that comes out every Thursday as soon as the show is posted, and that's simple to do. You're just going to go on the Gadget Professor page. Let's get that up here. What you will do is go right here to the newsletter, and if you click on the newsletter, what will happen is you will see you're just going to put your email here, click to subscribe. It's going to ask you for your email address, and what happens is every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, what will happen is you will get the email, which is a synopsis of everything that we talked about in every show, and you don't have to take notes, you don't have to write down anything, it will all be hot linked. And probably the easiest way to watch the Gadget Professor Show is just to go onto our webpage, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. You can certainly subscribe to the show on iTunes, YouTube, whatever you like, and all our Gadget Professor shows, all probably 400 episodes, are up. Now you're wondering why it's 400 episodes, and we're only on shoe 278, but we have done a lot of shows at the Consumer Electronics Show, and also NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters. So we have a lot of high-tech reviews out there, and we love you to watch them and comment on them. So let's start off by going to the gadget of the day. As I mentioned, this is called the UDOQ. It's U-D-O-Q. And this is kind of an interesting device. It's really well made. We'll take a quick peek at the website. And as you can see here, it's a docking station. And you can dock right here. They have 3, 6, 7, 8 different devices that they are actually docking. And what I mean by that It's not actually docking to a computer. They're docking to a charger. So you can charge up to 8, maybe more devices at the same time, 9, 10, depends on the size of the device. Let's go in and take a close-up of the device. And what you'll see here is this is a very well-made, I will say it's extremely well-made. This is a high-quality brushed aluminum, and the build on it is absolutely superb, really professional. And this is kind of a very solid, very rigid rack, if you will. And we'll swing it around the back. And here, you will notice that there are a variety of cables coming out of here. And these are the individual cables that actually go on to connect to the device. So if we take a close look, you'll see right now that I have four cables. And these goes up underneath into the socket, into the channel here, which I'll show you. And all these cables then will go into a charger. And clearly you would want one of those 4, 6, 8, 10 charging docking units that all these plugs, all these USB plugs, whether they're 2 or 3, USB 2 or 3, would plug into one of those docking stations. So that is not included, and you will want one of those. Trust me, you will want one, because typically your computer will not have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 USB ports. So you do want to get a large charger device that will take multiple USBs. How many? That's up to you. So again, this is highly brushed aluminum, very, very solid, very rigid. And the way it works essentially is you can plug in as many devices as this bar will fit. You can get these in any size. I think it's up to 15 or 16 inches. I'm not sure of that. But these come in smaller sizes, and you can go on their webpage, which I'll show you in a second, and figure out what size you want. Now, the key to this is that you're able to charge whatever device it is that you have. Here I have a Kindle device, and what happens is the Kindle charging unit, where you actually put the socket in, is right here. And down here you can see that there's the pin. There's different pins, and you can put whatever pin combination you want. I'll show you how that works in a minute. Here's actually a very old iPhone that I have. You remember these connectors, I'm sure. And there it is. And you can put 1, 2, 3, as many as you want. You can configure whatever it is that you want to charge. So there's an old iPhone. And here is the current i6. This happens to be the Plus. And this literally just sticks onto, you know, attaches to your charging pin, your lightning connector, so on and so forth. Now, what's nice about this unit, as I mentioned earlier, is you can configure these devices to charge, and you can put them in any position you want. So you're probably asking yourself, how do we move that? Well, you get this tool, and this tool is kind of a strange-looking thing. I don't know why they include it, but the way you configure this is by going on to the side here, and you'll see that it says U-Dock, and there's a little hole right here, and I'm just going to put this tool. It's kind of like a screwdriver, but it's not really. It's just a prying tool. And watch. So I've basically pried off the cap, the end cap, using this tool. For whatever reason, they don't want you to use a screwdriver. I don't know why they went through the expense of making this tool. It doesn't matter. It doesn't screw on or adjust anything, but this is the tool that comes with it. So essentially, now that this plug is out, you have a cable router here. We'll just leave it at that. Again, it's an extra touch. I don't know what function it performs other than preventing the cables from sliding out. But that's what you're going to do. You're going to slide out the cable and put in whatever configuration cable you want. Now, one of the things that's very, very nice about this particular unit is that these capsules, these plastic capsules, unfold, and you can put in whatever kind of connector you want. So let's take a look at the web page, and that actually breaks that down and shows you exactly how to do that. So this is the website, and there's a wonderful movie on it, but here it actually shows you how you can change the devices as needed. Very simple to do, and you can have any configuration that you want. It's a very elegant stand. It's brushed aluminum. It looks really nice, and quite frankly, I would have this up. I do have this up on my desk, and I put my iPhone, my iPad, and a couple other devices on there, and I leave them on, and actually I use them for the clock or for tracking the weather, and it just stays on my desk at all times because it's a very elegant device. I think the main thing that this was initially intended for was to charge everybody's devices. So you have one central place that you go to, let's say it's your kitchen, and everybody puts their device on it, so you don't have to go hunting for where's my charger, I had this plug, I had that plug. So the entire family or whoever lives in the home can have one universal place where they'll go and charge their devices. Now, if we look on one of their product pages, this actually gives you the breakdown, as you can see here, how these little capsules work. So you can slide these out. These actually pull apart very easy. And what you're going to do is put in the type of connector that you want. And one of the cool things about this, if you can see right here, there's actually notches here. And what those notches do is allow you to increase the height of the plug, of the actual connector, or lower it based on what device it is that you're using. That's a very clever feature. And then, of course, when you're done, you're going to put the end cap back on. And we'll take a look how to do that. It's very simple. So what you're going to do is essentially slide your plug in. So now the plug, the connector is back in, and I'm going to put this cable blocker here. And then you're basically going to take the end cap piece, and that's just going to go back in like so, and there you have it. The plugs at the other end will connect to your power pack, and that's about all there is to it. And it works quite well. It's very simple to operate. And if you want more information, right now I'm under the impression that it's a Kickstarter and it's just coming out. But if you want more information about this particular device, go to UDoc, and it will tell you everything you need to know. Some very well done videos are included on their webpage. It tells you how to configure it, what your configurations are, and if it's still in the Kickstarter phase, you may even want to contribute to it. But I will say, they're very well made. They look great on the desk, and they're certainly functional, at least for the gadget professor, because I have so many different devices that take so many different charging configurations. What this device allows me to do is to put everything in one place on a very elegant stand and change it as I need it. So I kind of like it. I'm not sure as to the pricing. Hopefully by the time I get the show notes, I'll be able to include that. And also you can check on the website, but it's a very new device. And you know, I get a lot of new devices in here to test out. And this was one of them. I kind of was going to do this a couple weeks ago, but I had so many other things I had to get done. But I definitely do like that, and I'll be interested to see when it's available how much it actually is. All right, let's move on. We have a lot of apps today, and because it's the holiday season officially right now, I picked up a couple of apps that I thought would be applicable because everybody's flying somewhere. Some of these are repeats, but I have two that I know are new. Now, I may have mentioned a while ago that Google has a Google Flight app, and the Google Flight app is very current, and I'm using it more and more. Not only does it have flights, but it has what package deals are available, and it's really a very easy to use, highly functional and highly dynamic app. And what I mean by dynamic is this thing is constantly changing you and giving you the advantage of the best pricing to the minute. So definitely check it out. It's easy to work, and you can do weekends, 1 week out, 2 weeks out, so on and so forth. So I really do like this app. Now, here's a new app. I don't think I've mentioned this before. I just started using it maybe a week ago, and actually I'm surprised. It's called Airfare Watchdog. This works quite well. What I liked about this app is you can put your city that you live in. Like I live in the Phoenix area. I fly out of the Phoenix, Arizona airport, and it actually will tell you minute by minute. Again, it's dynamic. Information is changed dynamically, but this will actually tell you what flights are leaving from Phoenix and the sale. So I can go round trip from Phoenix to Colorado Springs for $38. I can go to St. Louis for $56, Milwaukee $66, Denver $38. You get it. I can go Chicago to New York round trip nonstop on Southwest for $94. So as soon as these fares break, this site Airfare Watchdog is telling me about it. So before you book a flight, I think you should really check those two sites. Now, one thing that's neat about this Airfare Watchdog is you can put in your favorite city, but you also can add things to it like cars and hotels, take advantage of senior citizen rates. So I really think that it's a good app. As I said, I've used it for a couple weeks now. I like it. And those apps will save you a lot of money and a lot of time, certainly over going to the traditional website. Also, a lot of those websites do not include Southwest Airlines for whatever reason. You'll get American, you'll get United, whatever, but you won't get, is there still United? I'm not sure. You'll still get the advantage of the best fares on this Air Watchdog because it includes all the airlines, and I definitely like that. Now, here's an app. I'm not sure many people understand it or even know that it's available, but this is a mobile app, and it's called Google Now. And what it does is you can ask it all kinds of questions, what you need before you ask, stay ahead with updates about traffic, your commute, your news, birthday scores, and more. This is a really, really highly well-designed app. Find your stuff, find your boarding passes, your packages, even tickets and more, all in one place. So this is an aggregator on steroids, and pretty much anything you want to know, this will tell you. So try this out if you don't have it downloaded now. I will include the downloading instructions, the URL, in the show notes, but this is a very well-designed app. I really like it. Now, speaking of well-designed apps, this one is awesome, and you may or may not have use for it. I use this all the time because of what I do, and essentially, this is the New York Public Library. This is their website, and everything on here is free to share and reuse, so there are no digital rights to this stuff, and you can actually pull up and use over 180,000 digital items that are in their collection, and these are free to use in public domain. And they have some awesome things, and they also have tours, all kinds of things. I love, like, Fifth Avenue Now and Then. I just love looking at these. You can just go and browse, and it'll take you to 1911 if that's where you want to go, and it just shows you what the city looked like. Here you can actually toggle the colors if you want. It's really well done. It's really a cool app. And these are live cameras now with 3D views. They do some incredible things. It's totally free, so it's public domain, New York Public Library. I highly recommend this site. And you know what's nice about these sites, folks? If you have kids or teenagers and they don't know what to do with themselves, these are great places to go. These websites are so much fun. You'll learn so much, and you'll find that your kids will really enjoy looking at them, and they're safe, 99% of them. Of course, everybody needs adult supervision, including me, but check these sites out. They're free, and they're so well done, and welcome to the digital age. And rolling right along here, this app is called Essential PIM, and a PIM is a Personal Information Manager. This is one of the better ones out there, and this is called Essential PIM, and what this does is it does calendars, tasks, notes, contacts, passwords, and emails. It's also integrated with the cloud, and it will integrate, hear this now, with the Google Calendar, your contacts, your tasks, your drive, the iCloud. It will sync ML, CalDave, all the things that you would typically use, Dropbox. It synchronizes your data all across all those platforms. It's fully portable, and you can cross-link and tag your data. It's extremely reliable. I have used this for about 2 months now, and it's really nice. They have a free version, and they, of course, have the pro version, and it also will give you sticky notes. It has a lot of advantages. Clearly, the pro version is going to give you more than any other version. If you're curious as to what the differences are, of course they have the chart that will compare the pro to the free, and you will see the free is going to give you synchronization with the Android and the iOS, and the free version will be versatile import and export capabilities, and that's where the free version stops. All the other things that one would really, really want are in the pro version. It's not that expensive. I think it's $80 for a lifetime utilization of this particular app, but it really is well made, and they take it, the comparison chart, general features, calendar features, tasks, it's all here, notes, contacts, mail, passwords. $79, call it $80 for a professional lifetime license. $40 for the desktop portable license, which is a steal. And it's not that big of a file. It's 12 megabytes for the portable, and for the pro, it's 16 megabytes. So definitely take a look at it if you're in the market for a personal information manager. They are very helpful, and it also prevents you from looking all over your phone, searching to try to find something. This personal information manager has everything in one place, and that's why I like it. Now, I have received, I think, 6 emails this month, the month of November, asking what people can do for Windows 10 to basically shut their computer off. I don't know why people want to shut their computer off this month. It's just crazy, but I've gotten, as I said, many emails this month. How can I shut my machine off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. Of course, they all wanted a freeway. A freeway of doing it. And maybe they're all related because it's a strange question to get. Maybe once you get the question, but not so many times in one month from so many different people. But in any event, this is what I would use. It's called the automatic shutdown tool. It's called Shutter. Shutter is a multifunctional scheduling utility that can automatically perform, including reboot functions, log off, hibernate, etc., run, open file, sound alarm, turn the monitor off, adjust the volume, and more. It's essentially what's called a macro file, and it will do a variety of tasks. This one is very simple to use. You can trigger it to shut down or do whatever it is that you want your system by a specific time or date, or by a number of events. You can use countdown, you can use inactivity, CPU usage, network activity, ping failure, low battery, size of a specific file, or any other condition that you desire. That's why it's called a macro. So Shutter Life is a really excellent app. It's free. If you're a professional, then you should pay for it. But for little guys like me and you, just use the app. It's free. It's a wonderful device. It's so simple to use. Just check out Shutter Lite. It's at Snap Files, and of course, this will be in the show notes also. And then our last app is called Launchy. I've mentioned this before, but this is a free cross-platform utility designed to help you forget about the Start menu. Now, why am I mentioning it twice? Because I mentioned it, I don't know, a month ago. Because people don't get the show notes, and they're desperate, and they really, can you please help me? I know I saw it on a show. What was the one that, I didn't need the startup menu. I'm working on Windows 10. I hate blah, blah, blah. So it's called Launchy, and hey, Janice, you got to subscribe to the show notes because I can't remember what I talked about 6 months ago. As a matter of fact, me personally, yesterday, I was trying to think of the app that I used on my iPhone to make my photographs really cool, and I couldn't for the life of me think of it, and I knew it was in the show notes, and I knew I did it in the summer, so I went back to the summer show notes, and it was called Prisma. And I did find the show notes, and I found the app, which was already on my phone, but I couldn't remember the name of it, and I have so many apps. Now, before we leave, I am going to show you 2 crazy gadgets. That's right. These things are crazy. This one, I think you've seen advertised on Black Friday, Mellow Monday, whatever it is, you've seen these little fans, and they're very cool, they're very neat, and they plug right into the Lightning connector on your phone, and they will cool you off. They will also drain your battery in probably 3 minutes. Don't use these. They're not fans. They're fast battery drainers. They're horrible. And I don't care how well your battery sustains the charge. I guarantee you, in 5 minutes, you will be charging your battery in your phone because these things just suck the power. Now, if you have one of those portable power supplies and you don't care and you want to get a slight breeze, and I mean slight, then you can buy one of these. If you go to the shopping areas and they sell these for $5 and you think you're getting a great buy and it's kind of a funny gadget, well, it is, but you can buy these for 99 cents pretty much anywhere you want, but I don't like them. Another cool gadget before we go, and I love this thing. This is made by Lexmar, and essentially, what this device does is it's a USB 3 on one end, which I like, and this actually stretches and unstretches, and I just put it in my briefcase or in my pocket, and away I go. So what's the big deal? What's nice about this is, if you notice there's two tips. I have the Lightning connector, and I have my little Droid connector, so I'm always forgetting one or the other, and this will just hold like so. And now wherever I go, I have both connectors, and this gadget will cost you about $4. And I got this at Fry's. I think it was $12 regular, $4 on sale at Fry's Electronics. That was my only purchase, I kid you not, for Cyber Monday. This is the only thing that I bought. I've reformed. I don't buy a lot of stuff on Cyber Monday. I like when they put it out on Tuesday and Wednesday and they reduce the price. Doesn't that drive you crazy? In any event, that's it for our show today. I hope to see everyone next week. So long. Thank you for tuning in to The Gadget Professor. Have a good one.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.